With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's find out what Bill Ryder thinks about that. Bill is with CBS Sports HQ, the Writer's Block from 4 to 5 Eastern, and on CBS Sports Radio, Writer Than You from 6 to 10 Eastern, and he's with us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Appreciate having you with us.
You bet.
Your reaction, first of all, let's go back because we haven't talked to you since. LeBron leaving Cleveland, going to Los Angeles to play for the Los Angeles Lakers in a situation that right now does not scream championship team.
Yeah, I think it's my wife's from Ohio, and I'm from Iowa. I think it's a bummer, and I think it's not surprising at all. This is what a lot of us that cover the league had heard, that LeBron wasn't just certain to leave Cleveland, but almost certain to go to the Lakers. And this is a bridge year. He's not going to win an NBA championship this year, and that was before DeMarcus Cousins joined the Warriors. I would argue it is probably a better situation for him than last year's Cleveland team, if only because that Lakers team was 12th in defensive efficiency rating with a bunch of young guys. And as you guys know, the Cavs were not good defensively, 29th. You throw LeBron in the mix, that's probably a top 10 defense. And so they'll be good. They'll be competitive. They'll probably make it however far in the postseason they can until they run into the Warriors, and then they'll get smoked.
Yeah, it just seems weird that he's going to you leave what would be, I don't know, it's not a sure thing in the East, but your odds would be better to get back to the finals if you opted in for one more year and then let things settle with free agency. I'm just curious, when you look at the Lakers and what they're going to be able to put out there next year, I kind of feel like, and it's really hard for me to say this as a Clevelander, but I do think it's good that he's in L.A. And maybe that's because I'm an old hockey guy, and I don't think it was bad when Gretzky was out of Edmonton in L.A. too. I think you could have that same kind of effect for the league itself. Your thoughts on him just being in L.A. and what it means for the league?
Yeah, I do think it's really good for the league. When the Lakers and the Celtics are good, when one of those teams are great, the league is better for it. And obviously they've got both now. LeBron is a star. This is his star turn. There's a bunch of young guys around him, so LeBron gets to do what he always does, which is mold this team in his image. I do think it's good for the league. However, I think until you have a team that can challenge the Warriors, I think there's a ceiling on how good any of these moves are going to be. If you'd thrown Kawhi Leonard over to the Lakers too, I think the NBA becomes really exciting and really tantalizing and really fascinating. Unfortunately, now the question becomes, how far do the Lakers go until they run into the Warriors, and who comes out of the East and earns the right to get swept by Golden State? And with all respect to Adam Silver, I don't think that's a particularly great situation on the macro for the association.
Bill Ryder joining us from CBS Sports HQ, CBS Sports Radio. The one thing, and Bill, you said it, everybody has said it, and it's been thrown out there just like it's accepted. And my thought on it is this. You said, obviously, they're not going to compete for a championship this year. I said the same thing. Folks are saying, well, they're going to build something. What everybody leaves out, and I'm a little surprised by it, is that, okay, so you're banking on LeBron at the age of 35 in his 17th season to really kick it into gear and lead this crew. Now, if anybody can do that, it's LeBron. But, man, that's a lot to ask for a guy who would be 35, not this coming season, but the year after, and in his 17th NBA season. Is it not? At some time. Doesn't Father Time catch up?
No, you're right. I mean, if you're Jeannie Buss, you better hope he's more Tom Brady than guys who tend to, after 32 or 33, start to show an expiration date. And to your point, I think it's really smart. I'll add this onto it. I think what's been unremarked upon is the fact that the Lakers were one of the most incompetently run organizations in sports, not just basketball, over the last 3 or 4 years. Jim Buss, Jeannie's brother, who she had to fire being the head of basketball operations, was a disaster in that job. And when you make the kind of mistakes he made, the draft they did, the contract they gave Kobe, I could go on and on, it's hard to pull yourself out of that. The only way you do it, I would argue, is maybe bringing in LeBron and just hoping to God he's LeBron for all 4 years and not just 2 years. So I think you're absolutely right. And I think the Lakers, and I think Jeannie's a great owner, and I know her well, and I have a lot of confidence in what she's going to do. But she also got lucky because LeBron, you don't have a choice. This is what you have to do when you run that organization. Her brother ran that organization as poorly as he did.
Let me throw this one at you when it comes to Kevin Love. If you're the Cavs, do you hang on to him, try to build around him, try to trade him now, or wait till the trade deadline and try to trade him because you think his value might be worth more?
Yeah, it's such a bummer we're having that conversation. It's a great question. I mean, it depends what Dan Gilbert wants and what Kobe Altman plans to do. And Kobe's a young GM, but I think he's going to be a really good GM now that he's freed from the blessing and the curse of having to manage LeBron James' team. I think, you know, if you want to be a playoff team, if you want to be the Milwaukee Bucks for the last 15 years and get in and not really compete but be a playoff team and keep it exciting and put butts in the arena, you hold on to Kevin Love. Tyloo's right. He's a double-double machine. But I think if you have higher aspirations, I think you recognize that the next 2 or 3 years are going to be the Warriors' years anyway. In the East, it's almost certainly going to be the Celtics' years, and you rebuild and you start over and you go young and you have to draft properly, but it's painful. And you start having conversations about Kevin Love now, and you're right. You probably wait closer to the deadline to find the most value. But whenever you think you get that value, you make that move and you rebuild.
Bill, it's funny you said blessing and curse because Jeff and I talk about that all the time. What do you think the curse is?
I mean, it's his ego. I mean, it's. I don't want to sound misogynistic in case my wife, who's from Ohio, is listening, but it's like marrying the most beautiful woman in the room and just there being no rules because you can't tell her no. It's LeBron's an amazing talent. And I actually like the guy personally, just how hard I was on him when he went to Miami that first year when I covered him. But he left that Miami Heat organization in disarray. He left, respectfully, your organization in some disarray. A part of the reason the cupboard is bare in Cleveland and he left is because of moves he either pushed for, endorsed, or just openly wanted with Tristan Thompson. I mean, you guys know. I mean, Tristan Thompson's contract, J.R. Smith, Shumpert, all these guys LeBron wanted, he gets what he wants. He's an amazing player. But like Michael Jordan, I don't think he's a very astute general manager. And so he comes in, he wields that power. It has long-term consequences, but it's worth every ounce of the pain that's to come because you have LeBron. I know in Miami where they loved him and then they hated him, they thought he might go back this offseason, and they were having conversations on Sports Talk Radio in Miami about how many years would they give up to have LeBron come back for 1 4-year run. And guys were talking about 30 years of just being bad to bring LeBron back for 2 or 3 years. That's the up and the down of LeBron. You're going to get LeBron, but you're going to get everything that comes with it.
Bill, we know you're up against it. Thanks very much, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bill Ryder, CBS Sports HQ, the Writer's Block. It's 4 to 5 Eastern, and then Ryder Than You on CBS Sports Radio from 6 to 10 Eastern.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.